The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Let us begin Be'ezer Hashem, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Klal Lamed, Hilchos Rechilus, Lashon Hara, Nekima Unatira, various aspects of a Bin Adam Lachaveir relationship, which one has to be cautious about, and these are the essentials to normal interpersonal relationships. Says the Kitzur, Ksiv lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, you shall not be a gossip monger amongst your people. Ezehu Rachel. How would we describe a peddler of gossip? Zeh shetoyin dvarim. He loads himself up, so to speak, with information. V'hoylech mizeh lazeh, and goes from one individual to another. V'oymer kacha amar ploini, or he says, this is what a particular person said. Kach v'kach shamati al ploini. I heard this about that individual. So he goes around conveying and sharing information to Reuven about what Shimon had said about Reuven, or things he heard about Shimon. Afal pi shehu emes, even though this hearsay is absolutely true and accurate. V'gam ein b'gnus, and there is nothing derogatory or objectively negative about this information. I raise the over belap. For example, I go to someone and I say, I hear that Reuven wants to take over your apartment after your lease expires. So there's nothing objectively negative, but the present resident may be thinking, why is he so sure I'm leaving? Or what's it to him? Etc. It could evoke negative feelings. I raise the over belap, and one who shares this information and peddles this gossip has violated a negative prohibition of lo selech rachel v'hu avon gadol. It is a tremendous sin. V'goyrim la'arig nefashis misrael, and this could be the cause for the destruction, for the death of the Jewish souls. L'kach nismach lo leisamer al dam reyecha. Therefore, the very next words in the pasuk, the next lav, which is juxtaposed to lo selech rachel, is lo samel al dam reyecha. Do not stand by your friend's blood, meaning don't look and do nothing while blood is being spilled. And the connotation being that if one does peddle gossip, this could result in bloodshed. Seyu lamad ma'ira l'doyeg adami. Let us examine that which happened to Doeg from the country of Edom, who was Jewish. He was an advisor to Shaul, a general. Sha'amar l'Shaul, he told Shaul, ki Achimelech nasan l'David tzeidah v'cherev. Achimelech was the Kohen Gadol at the time. David HaMelech, who was not yet a king, was fleeing. Shaul, who was in a hot pursuit of David, he wanted to avenge his own honor. He felt David was a threat to him, and he was after David. David was running for his life, and he came to the city of Nov, where Achimelech and other Kohanim lived. And Achimelech provided him with food, gave him a sword with which to protect himself. And when Doeg related this to Shaul, telling him that Achimelech had provided shelter for David, although the story was 100% correct, there's nothing objectively negative that Achimelech had done over here. This is not Lashon Hara in the classic sense. There was no negative information about Achimelech that had been related. He didn't do anything wrong with what he had done. And if Shaul himself would have asked Achimelech as to whether these reports were true, Achimelech would have gladly told him, and he had, would have admitted that which he did. And Achimelech would have explained, as he indeed eventually did when confronted by Shaul, and he explained to Shaul that he did not intend to sin against the king, and was just merely offering help to a refugee, a homeless traveler. Im kolzeh, nevertheless, garam harachilu shel doeg, doeg's report brought about shenergu kamu kohanim, many kohanim, approximately 80 kohanim were killed by Doeg himself when ordered by Shaul to take revenge for the shelter and the favor granted David HaMelech, his nemesis. So this story of Doeg and Shaul is a very accurate illustration of what Rechilus can, heaven forbid, lead to. The Chafetz Chaim tells us in the Psicha to his Sefer that Lashon Hara is one of the gravest sins, and that it was the cause of destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, of the second Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara tells us that it was because of the sin of sinas chinam, baseless hatred, that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. And Chafetz Chaim explains that this really means the sin of Lashon Hara, which brings about that hatred, slander, hearsay. And Chafetz Chaim points out that if that was the reason for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash in the first place, how much more would that be a reason to prevent the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash? And as long as this common treacherous sin is not removed and eradicated from amongst us, it'll be a thorn at our side and will prevent the coming of the future redemption b'mehera b'yameinu. So the Kitzur will now briefly discuss the halachas of Lashon Hara. Yesh oven godlo mizeh admoed, is a sin that's even greater, that's far more severe than Mechilus. V'hu b'chlal lav zeh, this sin is also included under the lav of lo seh l'chrochel ba'amecha, v'hu Lashon Hara. And although there are several other lavim and asin involved in Lashon Hara, as the Chafetz Chaim delineates in the introduction and preface to his work, after which he was named, the Chafetz Chaim, but lo seh l'chrochel is one of those lavim that pertain not only to Rechilus, but to Lashon Hara in general. What is Lashon Hara? V'hu ha-mesaper b'gnus chavera, one who relates negative, derogatory information about a friend, about a fellow Jew, af al pi she'omer emes, even though he is saying the truth, and nothing but the truth. Aval ha'omer sheker, one who says false slander, one who maliciously spreads lies. Nikra moitzi shemra al chaveroi, he is called a moitzi shemra, someone who publicizes, makes for a bad reputation about his friend. So this is, so far we've had one who, the aver of Rechilus, and more severe would be the aver of Lashon Hara, and then moitzi shemra, which is even worse. Aval ba'al Lashon Hara, and here we come to a fourth category, that of a ba'al Lashon Hara, someone who perpetually and habitually speaks Lashon Hara without restraint. Zeshe Yoshev Oimer Kach V'Kach L'Saploini, he announces to one and all that Ploini, a certain individual, did such and such. Kach V'Kach Yavoisev, his ancestors were of this type. Kach V'Kach Shemati Yolov, this is what I've heard about him. V'Oimer Dvarim Shel Gnai, and he continuously shares derogatory information. Al Ze Omer Akosuv, this is about such a person, the Pasuk writes in Tehillim, Yachres Hashem kol sifsei chalokos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will excise the smooth lips, the lips that share negative information, Loshon Medaberes Gdolos, a tongue which speaks boastfully. So the Pasuk is referring to one who tries to feel better and superior through the evil slander which he conveys. V'amekabel Lashon Hara, and one who accepts Lashon Hara as fact, who garua yoysim in ha'imroi, he is worse than the one who related the Lashon Hara. The Sefer Orach Meisharim, published in Germany in the 19th century, suggest that the reason why one who accepts Lashon Hara would be worse than the one who's relating it is because the one who accepts has put a stamp and has finalized the Lashon Hara process, has made it real, has allowed it to become an Avera, an actual Avera. Additionally, the one who accepted Lashon Hara when becoming aware of the speaker's intentions should have stopped him, or at the very least should have admonished him after the Lashon Hara was spoken, and instead accepted Lashon Hara and readily cooperated and abetted the speaker of Lashon Hara, and for that his punishment is greater than the initiator. V'lo nechtam gzardino din ala v'seinu b'midbar. Our ancestors' fate in the desert, the fact that they were destined to die in the desert, and the generation that left Mitzrayim would not be allowed entry into Eretz Yisrael. The reason for that, and the reason why their fate was sealed so harshly, Ella Lashon Hara Bilva, the cause was Lashon Hara. Of course, the Meraglim who returned with the negative report about Eretz Yisrael, and the nation accepted it. The nation did not believe and trust in Hashem's ability to take them into Eretz Yisrael safely and happily. And for that sin of Lashon Hara, they deserve the punishment of not entering Eretz Yisrael. Another illustration of how terrible the chet of Lashon Hara is. Continues the Kitzer in Oz Gimel. Ad heichon Lashon Hara. What would be considered Lashon Hara? Or what would be subsumed under the category of Lashon Hara? Sha'al echad l'chavera. Even an innocuous conversation as follows. One asks his friend, Ana emtsa'esh, where could I find a fire to use for cooking food? Va'amar lo heichon nimtsa'esh. And the one being questioned responds, points out where fire can be found. The vase Pliny sheyesh loy harbi basar v'dogim. He says you could find it in Pliny's house. He has much meat and fish. Umevashlam shem tom, and he is constantly cooking. So if you would search there, you would find the fire, and you'd be able to cook. So even though one could argue that this is not an objectively negative statement to make regarding the host, regarding Pliny, but it certainly can be perceived as being said in a mocking tone, as a put down, saying that yeah, this person is constantly cooking. He just parties all day, and as such, it becomes lashon hara more than just avak lashon hara. Although some rishonim maintain that being that this is an ambivalent statement and it could be construed both positively and negatively, it would constitute only avak lashon hara. The Chafetz Chaim and the Kitzer side with the Rishonim that this is bona fide Lashon Hara. Continues the Kitzer, and now we will learn about what is indeed Avak Lashon Hara. V'yesh dvarim shehem Avak Lashon Hara literally means the dust of Lashon Hara, meaning something secondary, not as severe. Ketzad, Omar Shisku Miplani. If a person declares, let's not discuss that individual. I'd rather not divulge what took place. Let's not go there. Let's not talk about it. Words of this nature. So although he did not convey Lashon Hara directly and explicitly, but the insinuation is that there is something negative that he is not revealing, and that alone is avak lashon hara, is an avera. V'chena mesaper b'toivas chaveiro b'fnei soinov. If someone praises a colleague of his, an acquaintance of his, in front of that acquaintance's enemies, people who don't want to hear the positive praise being preferred upon that individual, hareze avak lashon hara. That as well as avak lashon hara, shezeh goyrim lohem shisrapa b'gnusay, because they will feel a need to rebut the praise, to reject it, to put it down, not to be impressed. Val zeh ha'inyan ha'mashlomo. Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei said regarding this situation, mevarech re'eyu b'kol gadol, a baker hashkim, one who blesses his friend loudly and publicly from early in the morning, that would be a curse to that, to the one being blessed, because people will find out he's so wealthy, so magnanimous, he's generous, and he may be hounded by unscrupulous individuals who would like to take advantage of his kindness. So although one did not convey negative information, on the contrary, he had only positive things to say about that individual, nevertheless, it is a curse and is avak lashon hara shemitoich toivasa ibali deirasa, because out of the goodness, out of the positive feelings that are being shared, harm will eventually befall the person being discussed. V'chein ha-mesapel lashon hara derech schoik v'derech kalas shoresh. If one in a joking, light-hearted manner relates lashon hara as if it's only a joke, k'mishayin ha-medaber b'sina, he's not speaking, you know, vindictively, he's not speaking with hatred or anger, he just says, oh, you know what this person did, let me share something funny with you. Hu sh'shloimoy omar b'chachmasa, that is what Shlomo HaMelech said in his wisdom, as one who would tire from shooting arrows and deathly projectiles, and would justify himself by saying, I'm just playing around. So the person is doing harm, and of course the person who's the subject of the joke never finds it funny. And the Chafetz Chaim says that to be joking is no excuse for lashon hara. V'chein ha-mesaper lashon hara b'ramos, one who conveys lashon hara with conceit while covering up his true intentions. Sh'oisa atzma kilu mesaper rak l'fitumoy. This person, you know, speaking matter-of-factly, as if he's not aware that the negative ramifications and connotations of what he's conveying. Lashon Hara, he claims or puts up a front that he's unaware of this being Lashon Hara. And when he's reprimanded, I was not aware that what I was saying was negative, that it would be construed in a certain way. Or I didn't realize that, Pliny really was doing this. I thought that what I was conveying was innocent. You know, let's say he conveys, I heard Reuven went to visit that individual, and as if he didn't know that individual was someone who should not be visited, and that's a place that one should not frequent. And he related that Reuven did go there, and then claims that I didn't realize that that place was something, one which one would be expected not to visit, and something like that, where he makes believe that he was not aware that he was sharing lashon hara. That is real lashon hara to the full extent. Os hey, echad ha-mesaper lashon hara b'fnei chaveroi o'yishaloi b'fonav. One recounts tales about an individual in front of that individual or behind his back. V'ha-mesaper dvarim shegormim im nishmu ish mipi ish lahazik chaveroi megufay b'mamaynoi. One who relates information that may cause a loss, either physical or financial harm, if the slander of the reports were transmitted further. Even if one says something which could bring about pain, emotional pain, anguish, or merely frighten one, hareza lashon hara, that already constitutes lashon hara. Ve'im kvar nemru hadvarim. And here the Kitzer will discuss an often misunderstood and misapplied heter of Ape Plasa. So the basic heter goes as follows. If the Lashon Hara, if the report has already been told in front of three people, it is assumed that the matter has already been publicized. And if one of the three present conveys it further, if one of the three present who heard the Lashon Hara spoken initially then says it to someone else, Ein bo mishum lashon hara. So that is not lashon hara. V'hu shelo yiskaven lahavir hakoil u'legaloisa yoiser. Provided that this member of the trio who brings the continues the chain of the lashon hara did not intend to make it publicized, or doesn't want it to go beyond the person to whom he's telling it. The Chafetz Chaim spells out several conditions that are prerequisites for this heter to apply. Firstly, it's only those three individuals who were there who could say it over. Secondly, if one was a Yirei Shamayim, if one member of this group is someone who's an upstanding, pious individual about whom it is known that he would never convey Lashon Hara to someone else, so then the assumption falls by the wayside. One can never assume that the Lashon Hara was publicized because one of the three people can be considered as if he was not there, since he's certainly not going to be a source. If the one who said the Lashon Hara specifically requested that it should not be conveyed further, then it obviously one cannot assume that it was. What the one saying over the Lashon Hara cannot add even one word. It can only be conveyed in that city in which the Lashon Hara was originally spoken. And as the Kitzer pretty much said, that the one saying over the Lashon Hara relying on this heter can only do that haphazardly, could just do it in passing, but not with the intention of disgracing and denigrating the subject of that Lashon Hara. Continues the Kitzer. Mat hakonoso shel adam shel yovel lidei Lashon Hara. What shall a person do? What would be helpful to a person as a way of avoiding Lashon Hara? Im tamid chacham hu yasik b'tayra. If he's a scholar, he should immerse himself in learning. Vim am ha'aretz hu yashpal daitin. If he's an amoretz, he's not able to learn Torah, he should think humble thoughts, he should lower himself, and not think in a conceited, arrogant manner, thereby avoiding the attitude which breeds Lashon Hara. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the Gemara in Saita tells us that Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said, Arba kitois ein mekablois meshchina. There are four groups, four sects that do not receive, will not greet the Shechina in Olam Haba. Kasleitzim, a group of scoffers, v'kaschanefim, flatterers, people who speak with conceit, with an agenda, v'kashkarim, liars, v'kasmesapir Lashon Hara, those who relate Lashon Hara. Kasleitzim, we find the source for this in the pasuk in Hosea. Mashach Yodai is loitzitzim. Pirush Rashi explains this first. Mashach Yodai HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyoses loitzitzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws his hand. He moves away from being present with scoffers, those who mock others. Kas Chaneifim, the group of flatterers. Dechsev ki loy lefanav Chaneif yavoy. Flattery, conceit will not come in front of the Rabbanu Shalom, is not welcome to him. One who speaks falsehood will not be established, will not have a standing in front of my eyes, says Hashem. Kas Mesapri Lashon Hara, the group of those who relate Lashon Hara habitually, Dechsiv ki loy kel chafetz resha ato, you are not a God who desires evil. Lo yagur chara, Pirush Rashi, lo yagur im chara. Evil shall not dwell with you. V'gabi mesapri lashon hara k'siv. And this chapter in Tehillim, chapter 5, is discussing those who speak lashon hara. V'chsiv b'hai parshas, as it says elsewhere in that parak, ki ein b'fiu nechayna, describing a person who speaks falsehood, or does not have truth in his mouth. So these are the verses which are the source for the four kitos. Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva has a whole section where he breaks down these four groups into further subcategories, and these are the four kitos that are not mekabel pnei hashchina. V'amru Rabbi Yisenu Zal, Chazal tell us, kolei tzanusa asira, mockery, lightheadedness is forbidden. Bar milei tzanusa da'avodas alulim b'shayar. One is allowed to mock and scoff and put down avodah zarah. So this concludes the discussion of the Isurei Dibur, the prohibitions involving inappropriate speech. Hanoike Mechaveroi says the Kitzur, one who takes revenge from a friend, from a fellow Jew, Ivar Belaisa say, has violated an Aveira Shanema Loisikoim. Thou shalt not take revenge. The Kitzur Yanakima, how would this happen? Amar Lechaveroi Hashileini Kardumcha. If one asks his friend, could you please lend me your saw? Amaloi eini mashilcha, I refuse to lend it to you. Lamachar haya chaveira tzarach l'shel menu. Now the next day, the friend, the one who refused to sell, to lend, now he in turn needs to borrow a saw. Amaloi chaveira hashileini kardumcha, and he says, could you lend me your saw? Amaloi eini mashilcha, I will not lend it to you. K'may sha'ata lo hishaltani kasher sha'atrimcha. Just like you did not lend it to me when I requested it of you. I raise a noikem, so the person who is not lending it in retribution is one who's taking revenge. V'ayver balav, elokshi yovoy loylisha, rather, what he should do and must do is that when the one who originally refused to lend it is now coming to make this very same request, yitin lebelev shalim, he should give it with a complete, sincere heart. Velo yigmoy loy kar shagom loy, he should not do to him as was done to him yesterday. Ela roy loy la'adam, rather it is befitting for one lias mavir al midoysav to forego and to forgive al kol divrei ha'olam and all the matters, the trivial matters of this world, she'etzel hamavinim, and those who understand, those who truly feel and know what life is about, ha'kol divrei hevel avai, it's all matters of insignificance, fleeting, ephemeral, trivial stuff. Ve'enon kedai limkrim aleihem, and it's not worth taking revenge for. V'chein Omar David HaMelech al-Vashalom, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Im gamalti shal mirov v'chaltza, David HaMelech decries those who take revenge. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz was once asked, why is it that Jews still take revenge, so to say? They commemorate and bring up the memory of Haman and Amalek. He was asked this by a ruler who was a despot who wasn't so nice to the Jews, and he accused Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz and the Jews of celebrating Haman's downfall every year on Purim, and he said it's inappropriate, it's losikom, it goes against your Torah, your teachings. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz responded, we don't really celebrate Purim as a full holiday. We do work. It's not like a Sabbath or festival. Rather, we just try to remind any future enemies, those who may want to hurt us now, about what happened to Haman. So it's more of a reminder and less of an act of revenge. Another mashal that's given by the Bali Musar to Losikom is, if one understands that what happened to him is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, as David HaMelech said about Shimi ben Gera, who had cursed him, Hashem Omar lo Kalel, Hashem told him to curse me. He didn't hold it against Shimi ben Gera, it was something that had been decreed from above. Then one would not feel that he has any right or any need, and that there's any place for revenge. For example, if one is looking for Reuven, let's say, and he walks over to a group of people and he does not find Reuven in that group, he won't be upset at any particular member of that group for not being Reuven, understandably. And likewise, if one needed a saw, he needed something from someone, and that someone apparently was not the address, it was decreed by the Ribbono Shel Olam that he would have to turn elsewhere for help. So why should he have tainus? Why should he have any issues with the individual who did not help him? Continues the Kitzur, Ois Ches, Im tirtze le'inokim ayvecha. This is an interesting thought that is found in the Archos Tzadikim. If you do want to take revenge from your enemies, and as a contemporary Pirush written by Rabbi Roth from Bnei Brak on the Archos Tzadikim explains, we are dealing with a situation where one is entitled and permitted to take revenge. And the Archos Tzadikim is saying, even if you're entitled to take revenge, and perhaps you ought to, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that one should take revenge against Rishayim, but the Archa Tzadikim will recommend the best course of action in that case. And that is Toisif Mailos Toivos. You should increase your good attributes, your good work on your positive traits. Vaselech Badarchi Yasharim, walk in the proper paths. Ubazemi Meilotinokim Isenecha. And there, and inevitably, that will be the most effective way to take revenge. Kihu Yitzdaral Midasecha. Ultimately, he will feel bad about your progress, your spiritual growth. Vyisabel B'Shomei Shemachalatoiv. He will mourn. He will be terribly upset when he hears your good name and your fine reputation. Avalim Tase Maisa Mechuarim, but if you engage in inappropriate behavior, Oz Yismach Seinacha, then your enemy will rejoice, Al Kloincha, over your disgrace, Vecherpascha, your embarrassment. Vehina Yumis Nakimacha, and that will be another egg in his basket. That will be another feather in his cap as he's able to further take revenge from you without you doing anything. He'll gloat over your failure. So, an indirect, finer way of taking revenge, if you will, is to grow in spirituality, to do good things, and even when revenge is appropriate, this is the advisable way to do it. And finally, the Kitzur will talk about Natira, bearing a grudge. Kol Anoiter Le'echad Mi'Yisrael, one who bears a grudge against his fellow Jew, Eiver B'Leis Aseh has violated a negative commandment, Shenem Arve Le'Sitar Es B'nei Amecha. Do not bear a grudge, do not harbor resentment towards the members of your nation. Ketzani Anatira, how would Natira express itself? Reuven Sharma L'Shimon, Reuven asks of Shimon, Hashileni Dabra Pleni, lend me a specific item. And it doesn't have to be specifically kalim or any money, the Mishnah Berurah adds. V'leirotza Shimon refuses to lend him something. Liyamim, after a while, ba Shimon, lishel as a zechefetz meruvein. Shimon, in turn, now comes to borrow an object from Reuven. V'amala Reuven, Reuven responds, hey lecha, here you go, here it is, I'll be happy to lend it to you. Hareini mashilcha, here I am lending it to you. Ve'eni kemarscha, I am not like you. Lo yashalem lecha kemascha, I will not repay you in kind, i.e. not lend it to you the way you didn't lend it to me. Ha'oisek hazeh, one who does as such, ayubi b'leisitar, has violated this isser of leisitar, ela yimcha adavim aliba, rather he should erase it from his heart. V'lo yizkaren uklal, should not remember it at all. V'zuhi adeya anachayna, this is the proper approach, the proper mindset. She'efsha she'iskayim by yishuv ha'aretz, which will assure the smooth and proper functioning of society. U'maso matona shal b'nayodim zeim zeh, and will make for easy and effective and efficient interaction of business dealings amongst individuals. And with that, we have completed Be'ezer Hashem Klal Lamed.